Let's bring in some folks to kind of bring us back into focus of what this show is really about, and that is diving and sharing our love of diving and you know, having fun, and we always manage to do that. Eric Douglas is on Scuba Radio right now. Eric, how are you? And welcome once again, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. I feel like I've been set up. How am I supposed to follow this discussion?
What are you talking about? All as I said, once again, is we are sharing the story of the Easter Eel. It's appropriate. It's Easter weekend. And, you know, when it comes to diving, you know, the Easter Bunny doesn't necessarily have much to do with scuba diving. However, the Easter Eel evidently does. I mean, we love it. I love seeing eels underwater, don't you? I don't necessarily want to see them in my toilet on Easter morning after eating too much candy and then find out it's friggin' electric for that matter. But... you know, that said, I mean, I like eels. I like seeing eels when I'm, you know, underwater. You know, I'm thinking you do too. Am I right?
Absolutely. Eels are a blast underwater.
You never made that connection that it could have actually a holiday of its own when you saw that green moray on your last dive.
No. Yeah. You're 100% right about that. I never connected that to Easter ever.
Well, you're welcome, or I apologize. I mean,
or both.
Yes, exactly. All right. So Eric has done everything when it comes to diving, and he had an episode a few weeks ago that obviously we talked about a little bit. But let's back up and share the story, Eric. It caught you off guard. You had a heart bypass surgery, not just a 1, 2, or 3-way. He went big time and did a 5-way bypass surgery to fix his plumbing, so to speak, for his heart. And you did this, and thank God you came through with flying colors, and everything's been okay since, and we're happy for that and that you caught it in time. But now what you're trying to do is let everyone know you know, what it takes to recover from this, or maybe the signs to make sure this doesn't happen to you, as fun as it may be, you know, to be able to talk about it and be a survivor. It isn't something you would recommend anyone else going through, I'm guessing. Am I right?
You're 100% right. You know, and I'm sure you know this as well as I do, at least half of dive fatalities, things that we think of as dive fatalities, are actually cardiac in nature. They have nothing to do with diving. You could have been at the mall, or the diver could have been at the mall. But the problem is when you're out on a dive boat, or worse, underwater, your chance of survival drops significantly, because if you have a heart attack underwater and lose consciousness, you're going to drown.
Yeah.
Or somebody else is going to have to bring you to the surface. And even if you're already on the boat, you're half an hour or more away from the dock. The boat crew might have an AED, but if they're not prepared to deal with it, or, you know, and very few of them actually do have AEDs, your chances of survival are pretty much nil at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is, I'm in a tough spot. I had to have open heart surgery and that whole deal. But I want to talk now. I'm using my own experiences to hopefully educate everybody else, so they don't have to go through what I've gone through, and so they don't end up being dive fatalities in the water.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand too, Eric. This is, you know, almost unbelievable to think this has happened to you, because you're one of the guys who literally wrote the book on dive medical safety. I mean, it's. I don't know what the right word is. It's not ironic. It's just like, what the hell? I mean, this is going above and beyond trying to drill the point home of what you're supposed to do or what you're not supposed to do. It's just kind of strange in that way. You know what I'm saying?
It could be karma.
Karma. No. It just...
No, you're right. I've personally taught 1,500 dive instructors to be CPR instructors.
Mm-hmm.
I've written dozens of magazine articles for a couple different dive magazines on diving fatalities and injuries and health and that sort of thing. I co-wrote the book Scuba Diving Safety with Dan Orr.
Yeah.
And a big portion of that, I ended up writing all of the first aid and CPR stuff in that book. So yeah, I've been in the industry for 20 odd years now, and have lived diving safety for most of it. And so fortunately I wasn't anywhere near the water when my incident came up, but
right.
I could have been diving. You know, I mean, it very easily could have been something in the water, and I might not have lived through it either. So but now my journey is to get myself back in shape, mm-hmm. And get ready to go diving again. Hopefully this I'm still hopeful this summer that I'll be able to get in the water.
Since the surgery, your doctors have did they give you a window of time? Like, hey, it's going to take this many months before, you know, most people are ready to consider doing an activity like scuba diving after surgery like that.
Just told me to be patient as much as anything else. They said it takes a while to recover, so you know, so don't push it. But
right.
Somewhere in that probably 4 to 6 month range is the window that everybody's kind of told me.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm about 2 months out from surgery. I'm 9 weeks after surgery. I've started cardiac rehab, which is exercise while being monitored. They, you know, I go to the hospital and they put a 3-lead EKG on me, and I exercise so they can make sure my heart's working the way it's supposed to.
So it's like you wired up with like 100 Fitbits or something, you know?
Something like that.
Just a pain in the ass is what it sounds like to me. But
it is, yeah. But it's all part of the game, all part mm-hmm. of the process.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm doing that. I'm working out here at home too, and get my goal. And I was actually just talking to the exercise people at the hospital a couple days ago, was how they can help me get in the shape I need to be in to get in the water. So that's my goal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Eric, are you good hanging with us for a little bit? Because I'd like to carry this over, talk about some of the exercises you're doing and some of the signs that you should look out for if, you know, you're having some discomfort and you're thinking it could be more serious than, you know, something simple as heartburn or something. Because that's kind of what Eric thought initially, and obviously it turned into something way worse. So we'll talk about that and much, much more right here. So Eric Douglas is our guest right now. We're talking about his episode with... quintuplet bypass surgery.
Five-way.
He had a five-way. Yeah.
You know, they pay the girls extra for that.
Oh, okay. Eric, I don't know if you want to even
respond.
It was
all covered by my insurance.
Okay. Well, wow.
You got good insurance.
Hell, yeah. Give me a piece of that policy. All right.
Hey,
so
now.
You are covering your recovery or, writing these articles. And by the way, this is going to come out in Scuba Diving Magazine Online or in the magazine too, or what?
No, this is an online feature. We're going to do it once a month, basically following me along through my recovery. And hopefully when it's all said and done, we're going to end up with a dive somewhere. I'm hopeful that you and I can make that dive together. But
absolutely.
Yeah, the first one just came out this week. And the second installment will be out around the 15th of April. So once a month, we're going to do follow-ups. And I'll be talking about what... my experiences and what it takes to get back in shape to go diving.
Well, and you can go to booksbyeric.com or Scuba Diving Magazine's website there, but I'm sure there'll be a link directly to it from booksbyeric.com. And
there is. I put it up yesterday. There's a link directly from my website to the story, but it is on the magazine website as well.
Well, there you go. All right. So the first blog post or article, I guess, is about what? Signs to look out for and how you miss them? Or what? What do you think?
That sums it up really well. It's basically my own denial, even though I should have known better. And then exactly the things to look for, the things to be aware of, even though, you know, and Greg, I'm 48 years old, mm-hmm. never been a smoker, no family history of heart disease. So there was, you know, in my mind, there was no way that the discomfort I was feeling, the problems I was feeling, had anything to do with my heart.
Yeah,
I put it off. I denied it. I came up with every other explanation, mostly heartburn, that sort of thing. But
yeah,
you know, it was impossible that my problem had anything to do with my heart. Right up until I failed the stress test and went straight to the hospital.
Hmm. So even you didn't realize it was your heart until you actually had the test. You thought it was just heartburn. And like, how would you rate it on the heartburn? Because, for instance, like when I take a sip of this Cuban rum, this Havana 7, it has a tendency to burn on its way down. You hear what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I'm going to say it's the rum. But should I be concerned? How do you differentiate it when it comes to something simple as heartburn, like a consistent pattern of heartburn, maybe, or what?
I think that's probably the easiest way to sum it up is if we all get heartburn from time to time. You know, if you just had 8 chili dogs, mm-hmm. and suddenly you've got this burning sensation in your chest. Well, it's probably the chili dogs,
right?
But if it happens several times in a week, or for me, right at the end, it was literally daily. And then, you're taking antacids and it's not helping. If you notice it happens more often when you're exercising or exerting or you're stressed, those are all real good signs that the problem is cardiac in nature.
Now both CJ and Bubble Boy are looking at me like right now. It's like Greg called 911.
Yeah,
because they're like, "Hey, I'm feeling
I've been
discomfort."
Saying that for years.
Yeah, guys, that's just us doing the show. That's just the environment that you're in right now. So you're okay.
It's a toxic soup of poison.
Yeah, it could be.
And they're flushed and red faced, but again, that's just the rum.
Yeah, once again, yeah, blame it on the rum. But yeah, I mean, it is hard to tell. But yeah, if antacids aren't working, I guess that would be one telltale sign to differentiate a heartburn. If you're on a dive and you come up and you're having indigestion or something like that, and it's not going away, if you take some Rolaids or something, or Tums, maybe that's something you need to have looked at, you think, or what?
That's exactly. And everything I've read and everything you'll hear said is if you think it, if you're having symptoms, especially symptoms that recur and don't go away, get it checked. It may just be heartburn, but there's a good chance that it's cardiac. And a third of the people who have a heart attack don't live through it. It's amazing what they can do now with surgery and whatever, but if you never make it to the hospital in the first place, well, it doesn't really help.
You brought up the fact that when it comes to diving, the statistics are very, very clear. The amount of deaths that we're having underwater really aren't so much related to equipment failure or anything. It's the health of the diver.
Absolutely.
Where they stressed out and they got in over their head, literally, from a skill standpoint, and panicked, and the panic triggers an episode, and they end up drowning. So that's pretty much, you've seen the stats. That's pretty much what it's been saying lately, and it's been getting worse in that regard, right?
You are absolutely correct. I mean, it's probably at least 60%. And I'm sure it's higher of all dive fatalities are cardiac in nature. They have nothing to do with diving, but it's somebody who's pushed their physical limits and paid the price.
Yeah. All right. Well, Eric Douglas is our guest. We got more with him. Aria and Jerry Beatty going to join us too later on. Stand by.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is good stuff with Eric Douglas. And once again, you can go to booksbyeric.com or Scuba Diving Magazine website, scubadiving.com or scuba dive. Yeah, I think it is scubadiving.com. And, pick up a few tips and read his articles and follow his progress. It's great stuff. And obviously, we don't want people following in his fin tips and maybe learning from what has happened to Eric. And I will be on that dive when he's ready and cleared for diving. I look forward to it.